One of Mexico's harshest critics is a guest of that country. Senator Jesse Holmes leads a delegation from his Foreign Relations Committee into an historic meeting today with members of the Mexican Senate. For years, the North Carolina Republican has denounced Mexico's government for corruption, drugs, and its ties to Cuba. But since last fall, Holmes has had a dramatic change of heart. That's when Mexican voters swept out of power the Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, and installed Vicente Fox, a former Coca-Cola executive, as president. The culture that led to these political changes is described in a new book called True Tales from Another Mexico. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke to the author, Sam Quiñones.
Journalist Sam Quiñones' book is a collection of stories subtitled The Lynch Mob, The Popsicle Kings, Chelino, and The Bronx. It tells of a culture no longer divided by the Rio Grande. There's the story of Chelino Sanchez, who, after immigrating to East L.A., became a pop sensation by taking a traditional Mexican ballad form and using it to celebrate modern-day gangsters. There's the Mexican telenova called The Rich Cry 2, a soap opera that became a hit in war-torn Yugoslavia. And there's the building boom in a central Mexican town fueled by California farmworker dollars. At the heart of what Sam Quiñones calls another Mexico is a kind of entrepreneurial spirit that finds expression in ways mostly hidden from American eyes. And Quiñones argues it is this Mexico that put an end to 70 years of one-party rule by the pre-party.
Well, it's a part of Mexico that's been marginalized by the officialist tendency, the dominant culture in Mexico, which for many years was this kind of hierarchical, top-down Mexico, a Mexico that had an inordinate deference towards power and position and family, wealth and this kind of thing. The other Mexico is a Mexico that's kind of had to fend for itself and been done very well, although not a lot of attention has been paid to it, I think, over the years. And I think this is a Mexico that's been gaining force in the last several years and really did culminate in the election of Vicente Fox, and I expect it to continue to show its colors over the next several years.
Well, tell us one story, and it's a story that's in your subtitle, the story of the Popsicle Kings.
Yeah, the Popsicle Kings is a great Mexican entrepreneurial tale, I think. Anybody who's been to Mexico and paid attention will see that in every little pueblo there's in big cities, there are these things called La Michoacana Popsicle stores, or paleterias is what they're called. This was started by a group of folks, illiterate rancheros from a little town called Tocumbo, Michoacán. Back in the 1940s, they discovered that they could make a living actually selling popsicles. Several of them discovered that they could also finance other popsicle stores for their compadres and their friends and their brothers-in-law back home. And so what happened was they set up this financing system whereby one would start a paleteria. He would then lease it to another fellow who would then pay off the rent, and he would then end up with the store himself.
Okay, so the Popsicle Kings of Tocumbo are doing this wonderful sort of great entrepreneurial thing. How typical is this, or what are the other ways in which this plays out?
Well, I think Mexico is filled with these kinds of stories that are just so strange and wonderful and sometimes disturbing and beautiful. In the book, you know, I've got stories about transvestites preparing for the oldest transvestite beauty contest. I've got a story about a lynching, which is very disturbing, but also part of this other Mexico. A story about Jesus Malverde, which is who's the narco saint, the patron saint of drug smugglers. And stories about simple immigrants, too, people who travel, who cross the border as if they were crossing the street. I think all this is part of a Mexico that rarely gets noticed and rarely gets reported on. And I think it's the most important. It's also the most exciting part of Mexico.
So, you know, taken together, although the stories are very disparate, what do they say about Mexico today?
I think they say that this other part that has never been given a break and has nonetheless existed and thrived on the outskirts of Mexican society is now coming on strong. And this is its day. It's been oxygenated. It's pushing ahead and shrugging off these bonds that this kind of officialist Mexico, represented best by the pre, kept on it for so many years. And I think for that reason, it's a very optimistic day. It's a very we see a really bright future ahead for Mexico, because these people are the ones that always move the country along anyway. They just weren't ever noticed or recognized.
Sam Quiñones is the author of True Tales from Another Mexico. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.